Sleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canopy Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Smitty Smoke and Soul Food Sunday Special includes fried chicken, five wings, and two sides for only $13.99. Choose from sides like jalapeno cheddar cornbread, seasoned green beans, or mac and cheese. Top your meal off with a banana pudding or peach cobbler with a scoop of ice cream. Their kids meal is sure to get smiles from even the pickiest of eaters. Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Visit SmittySmokeAndSoulFood.com to view the menu and daily specials. See you Sunday at Smitty's.
At Diamonds Direct, we want to make something very clear. We will absolutely beat the price of any comparable diamond that you find anywhere else. No fine print, no disclaimers, just a rock-solid, unqualified, nationwide price guarantee. And this goes for 1-carat diamonds as well as 15 and 20-carat diamonds. You see, at Diamonds Direct, we're more than just another jewelry store. We're part of a world diamond powerhouse with direct access to the world's top diamond mines. We have our own diamond cutters, too, so we are active in every aspect of the diamond market every single day, from source to showroom. So when you see a diamond somewhere else, online or in a store, or from some so-called supplier, just know that apples for apples, you will get a better price at Diamonds Direct. Our volume, our connections, our buying power make this possible, and it's why we've never ever lost a sale due to price. So at a time when value means so much, we invite you to take this challenge and let us prove it. Day in and day out, you will always get a better quality diamond at a better price at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop, has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
How would you like to drive a new car with no payments for 3 full months? That's exactly what you can do when your car loan is with State Credit Union. Visit one of their 19 branches or their website for details. Apply for your new car loan online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Offer not available for internal refinances. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I would love to see Lamar Jackson with the Carolina Panthers. Love, love, love. And I think it would work brilliantly. I would love to see that. You know, the Panthers don't have a quarterback. They know they need a quarterback. You have an owner who claims he's willing to spend money, resources in terms of draft resources to make a move might be a problem. But again, Lamar is not going to be back in Baltimore next year. Not unless the outcome of that game and the comments by J.K. Dobbins, et cetera, were directed at Baltimore's management and saying, what are you doing? That, you know, again, flat out saying, if we had a Lamar for this game, we win this game. That's what Dobbins said. You know, here's the other thing. If they had just given the ball to Dobbins at winning time, they would have won the game too. Dobbins is your best offensive player at that point. You give him the ball. They failed to give him the ball. I have no idea what the Ravens were doing. I haven't got the Ravens yet. Ravens are another team. Tried every way they could to give the stink game away. Every way they could. I mean, they were better than Cincinnati. The Ravens kicked the living crap out of Cincinnati that entire football game. They were the better team. On that day, they would have won that game 9.5 out of 10 times. I mean, they were the better team. They physically beat them up. You know, Cincinnati thought they were tough. We talked about, you know, messing with the Ravens and talking noise to the Ravens. Bengals talked all week saying the Ravens were just too nasty. The Ravens were dirty. The Ravens were this. You don't talk to the Ravens that way. The Ravens came back and gave you more of the same, except they beat you up even more. They beat Joe Burrow's little brains in. Yeah, Joe Burrow is like one or two hits removed from being carried off. Seriously. The Ravens physically beat the Bengals up and had the game won. Game was over. I mean, Ramona, they're down at the 1 yard line. Tyler Huntley, the backup quarterback, tries to reach out over the top of the pile and extend the football. The ball gets knocked out of his hands. They're about to go up 7. The game is over. The Bengals can't gain a yard on the Ravens' D at this point. They have no confidence. They can't gain a yard. Burrow can't make a play. The Ravens are about to just win the game. The ball gets batted out of Huntley's hands, picked up by a defensive lineman who goes 98 yards for a touchdown. And the Bengals win. But the Ravens, at the end of the game, drive the ball back down the field. They have plenty of time to try and get the game tied, etc. Maybe even win the game, right? Except they acted like they had plenty of time. They got down to the 30-yard line. They're not calling any timeouts. They're just letting the clock run, and the announcers are like, what are they doing? They're taking all day. They ran two plays. They ran like a minute off the clock. They ran like a minute, sneaking minute off the clock. They were... It's like they're in the second quarter of the game. You know, I know you don't want to give the ball back to them at the end, but you've got to score first, and you can't just act like you have all day. And at the end, they didn't have all day. They ran out of time. They ran out of time. And so their goofy A's are no longer in the playoffs because they acted like they're on a beach vacation with a minute to go in the game. I have no idea what Harbaugh and company were thinking or doing. None. None. I mean, there was more lunacy amongst NFL coaching staffs this weekend than ever before. I have no idea what they were doing. I have no idea what Huntley was doing in trying to reach that ball over the pile and getting it slapped away. And J.K. Dobbins, the star running back for the Ravens, he wasn't having any of it. He sounded like he was criticizing everybody. He said, if we had Lamar, we'd win the game, period. You know, now, again, I don't know whether he's taking a shot at Lamar, whether he's taking a shot at management, but all I know is Lamar Jackson is not going to be a Baltimore Raven next year. This isn't a if or maybe. He's not going to be a Raven. They do not want to pay him. That could not be any more obvious. They are not paying him. They are getting rid of him. I mean, this whole thing ended terribly. He will not be in Baltimore next year. He will be somewhere else. Where is going to be a big question. Now, they sort of built that offense around him. You know, that's another thing. Rory and Anderson. Rory, how are you, Rory?
I'm fantastic, Walt. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Good, Rory. Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, can I tell you a little bit about my NFL weekend?
Yeah. Well, you really didn't have one, did you? Because the Bears, you know, weren't playing.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, ha ha, you already got me.
You know, like anyway, like every year.
Yeah. Yeah, like every year
since like '85.
It might change soon. It might change soon. Anyway,
I think it will. I think it will actually.
You
may not live long enough to see it, but I think it will. But I think it will.
Thanks, Walt. Thanks. You're putting me in the grave again. Anyway. I have on some ill-advised thoughts that it could be a monsoon in Santa Clara. I unfortunately took the under in the Seattle-San Francisco.
I didn't tell you to take the under, my friend. I just told you what the weather forecast was. And apparently it did monsoon rain. It didn't seem to bother the Niners. But But I did not instruct you to take the under. I did not give out any under.
I know you did.
Okay.
I would not ever say that you did. Right. I take mine on. But, you know, during that game, the sun was shining. Anyway, so I lose that one. Anyway, I've got Jacksonville and the over. I don't have Jacksonville. I just have the over. Well, right around the time that you were talking about the...
That went over.
Jets week.
That went over.
Yeah. Well, Rory fell asleep and didn't watch any of the rest of that game.
It still went over, whether you saw it or not. It still went over, right?
Yeah, so I hit. Yeah, I won.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I was happy about that, waking up the next day.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of got up late, and I didn't do anything on Miami and Buffalo, so I'm not going to even comment on that because it doesn't matter. But I kept hearing you think that the Giants were going to play really good and probably beat Minnesota,
yeah,
which I got to give you some credit for, but I didn't take it. I took the over and hit that one.
No one was believing my Giants propaganda, but I thought they – I said they're going to win the game outright. I really believe that. I believe strongly they were going to win the game. And
I heard you say that Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
Rory, I recommended that people take that plus 2,400 on the Giants to come out of the NFC because I didn't think there was a great team in the NFC and because I thought that was an awfully big number and I believe they were going to beat Minnesota. So I thought that plus 2,400, and again, I don't know, that may lose next game. But I'll tell you right now, if you took that plus 2,400 when I said to – before the Giants went to Minnesota, you're thinking right now you have a legit shot.
Oh, yeah, you have to. But then I go to the next game, and me and you kind of discuss this, and I really like Baltimore plus the points. Well, then so I went ahead and took Baltimore, and I only got 8. But then I heard the over-under number had dropped to 39.5, and I jumped on the over. So I won both those plays by one point.
The Ravens versus Cincinnati, I thought was another game that it was just too many points, way too many points for a team as nasty and physical as Baltimore is. Now I thought Buffalo would kill Miami, and they were on the verge of killing Miami, and the stats say they killed Miami. I mean, when you have 500 yards or close to it and the other team has 250, that's a beatdown. But it didn't show up in the scoreboard because you can't keep giving away touchdowns and turning the ball over.
Now, to get to the moral of my story, after I won that Baltimore-Cincinnati game in a wild fashion by a point on both of them.
Well, again, to be clear, to be clear, the Ravens dominated Cincinnati. They should have won the football game. I mean, they were clearly the better team. I mean, they basically just beat the crap out of the Bengals.
Well, last night, Rory thinks he's going to get real smart and make a little bit more jingles. So I take the over 45.5 on the game last night. Over 45.5, Walt. A guy misses 4 extra points.
Wait a minute. I hadn't even looked at the over on that game, but it's just like dawning on me now what you're saying. Okay, so the final score was the final score was 31. Oh my God. This is one of the worst losses. We talk about bad beats, Ramon. This is one of the worst bad beats ever because here's what you have, Ramon. You have these things, all right? So Rory had that game to go over 45, all right? Over 45.5. The final score was 31-14, which is 45. Among the things that happened in that game, Brady throws a interception in the end zone, which he hadn't done in like, I don't know, like 5 years in the red zone from like the 5 or 6 yard line, which was just inexcusable, just hard to understand. So Brady gave away 7 points there. At the end of the game with 2 minutes left, Brady hits Evans on a perfect 60-yard throw for a touchdown that's right in Evans' hands, and Evans drops it because it's a gimme touchdown. And then the Dallas kicker missed not one, not two, not three, but four extra points. Missed four extra points, and Rory lost by a half.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was sick all day, just worried about that half point. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. What can you do? But it was exciting. It was fun. And thanks, Walt, for taking my call, and I appreciate your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's what we call a bad beat. You know, when you're taking the over, right, and you know, like, it's going to be close or something, you miss an extra point, you want to slam your head in the wall. You want to jump off a tall building. You miss two extra points, you need two tall buildings in a second life. You miss three extra points, we're in Never Never Land right now, because that never happens. That's
just terrible.
As Jerry Glanville once said, this year is the NFL, son, which stands for not for long if you don't get those calls better. Well, this year is the NFL, son, which stands for not for long if you're not going to make a single stinking extra point. This dude missed four consecutive extra points.
That's just terrible.
He missed four in the NFL. In the NFL, he missed four straight extra points. It got so bad, Ramona, that when it came time to kick a field goal late in that game, they went for it because they didn't trust him to kick an extra point length field goal.
That's terrible.
Which is probably...
That's just terrible.
So Rory loses by a half point in a game that a kicker sets a modern NFL record by missing four extra points in one game. Evans drops a touchdown pass with 2 minutes left, which would have been another 6 points. And Brady throws an interception, the type of which he hadn't thrown in 5 years, which cost you certain points there. I mean, there was almost like no way Rory could lose that game.
It was Rory.
And he loses by half a point. Oh, man. I mean, I honestly, when I didn't even think about this, man, the hate mail that dude must have received. Oh, no, I'm not saying that's right. That's not right. You should never do that.
No, not at all. But, you know, that happens in baseball and everything.
Yeah. Oh, look, people take this stuff seriously. You put big money on that game, and then the chump kicker misses four straight extra points, and you lose by a half? I mean, all he has to make is one out of four extra points at NFL game. Let me tell you about First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. This is why nobody likes kickers. Happy New Year 2023. New year, new prices. Go to the website, firstclasshalt.com, and find out about this special. Introducing a limited lifetime warranty on parts. You just go to the website, firstclasshalt.com, click on that red check mark, find out about a limited lifetime warranty on parts. It's incredible. How about this? You want to make sure your vehicle's ready for cold weather. First Class Haul Extreme Winter Inspection. Be ready for the extreme cold winter temperatures. Only $99.95. Battery charging system, starting system test, coolant freeze point protection, corrosion test, check the brake fluid, moisture, corrosion test, wiper blade condition, operation, windshield wiper operation, top off with washer fluid with Extreme Blue minus 32 washer fluid. I haven't even read you half of that. But it's $99.95. Book it now at all locations. All locations, free First Class Halt roadside hazard. Get free warranty coverage with any tires purchased from First Class Halt in the month of January. Book that now. How about this? All locations, book now. Be confident on the road at night. Headlight restoration, only $99.95. Normally $152.95. Get that done. And right now, get up to $120 via Visa reward card or virtual account when you buy a set of four new Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. Offer valid until the 28th. You have 11 days left on this deal. Again, up to $120. Book that now. Three locations to serve you, and the Anderson location is moving to a brand new location, so stay tuned for that. Can't wait to tell you about more about that. But right now, Greenville, Anderson, and the Cherrydale location, three locations to serve you. You will thank me later. Quick break.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Keeping track of your teenager's whereabouts can help deter underage drinking. Here's some helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Ask the five W's. Where are you going? What will you be doing? Who's going? When will you be home? And will there be alcohol? Your teen will be more open to honest conversation if they feel you're asking because you care, not because you distrust them. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson men's basketball team is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina this evening for a showdown against the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. Clemson enters the contest 15-3 overall. They're number one in the ACC with a perfect 7-0 record. Wake Forest is at 13-5. They stand at 5-2 in league play. Now, this is the oldest series in basketball history for Clemson, as this will be the 168th meeting between the two ball clubs. Wake Forest actually leads the series. They've won an even 100 games. Clemson has won 67. And at Wake Forest, Wake Forest has won 54. Clemson has only won 17. Now, Clemson entered the Associated Press Top 25 this week as they came in at number 19. It's their first ranking since the 18th of January back in 2021. The Tigers also climbed into the coaches poll. The USA Today coaches poll also ranked at number 19. Also, of course, Brad Brownell won his 400th game with the 72-64 win over Duke on Saturday, so he'll look to improve on that. Airtime for us on Network Lines will be at 8:30 with, again, a 9 o'clock tip-off. Hope that you can join us. As always, go Tigers!
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Okay, this is not real. This cannot be real. There's no way this is real. It just can't be. I went up on this Twitter feed. I searched this out just to check this. Brett Mayer, the Dallas kicker. Somebody sent me this. Who sent me this? I'll tell you in a second who sent me this. But this looks like Mayer's Twitter account because I went and searched out his Twitter account to see if there's any chance that this is real. I don't see anything posted by him on this Twitter account in like 2 or 3 years. So I'm saying this cannot be real. Plus, I just don't think this could be real anyway. I don't think you could actually write this as a kicker and survive what this nation is feeling about what you did if they lost the total. But it sure looks real. Right, and it's from a Twitter account that sure looks like his Twitter feed, and it says this, Ramona. This is what he allegedly wrote. I heard the under hit last night with an emoji with sunglasses.
He wouldn't have wrote
that. I just don't think there's any way he could possibly survive. I don't think the National Football League would let him survive that. I think they would boot him right out. So I'm saying this is fake. There's a show in the history thing channel where I think it's called Unexplained, where they examine whether things are real or fake. I'm saying that this is fake. I'm saying this looks like dude's Twitter account, but there's no way this dude went up after missing four extra points, right, and costing a nation of fans the over and say, I heard the under hit last night with a sunglasses emoji.
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
And with this, with another emoji with the hand over the mouth. I'm saying it can't be, but that may not even be the funniest part of it, Rona. The funniest part might be the alleged response. Because the alleged response, and I have not checked to see whether this is actually this dude's Twitter feed, but the alleged response comes from Calvin Ridley. Now, remember, Calvin Ridley is the guy who was suspended for gambling.
Okay.
Calvin Ridley allegedly writes, this mother blanker spitting.
That ain't real.
This
either.
Can't be.
I mean, his response, maybe he thinks it's real, but.
Calvin's response, but I don't know. All I know is,
I mean, are there a lot of responses to it?
This is all I have in this little.
I mean, if it was real, there'd be a lot of people responding to
it. Yeah. I mean, well, there's nothing on there. Okay. So, I mean, in theory, he could have taken it down. Okay. Cause this is not
the
on
responses to.
Yeah. It would have erased it all. When I was on this, when I went to his Twitter feed, I didn't see this tweet. Okay, uh-huh. this tweet is not there. There's no active, there's no real recent tweet activity that I saw. All I'm saying is when I searched him to find his Twitter feed, that's what the account, I'm looking at a photo of his alleged Twitter feed, and it looks just like that. I mean, everything about this looks identical. And
but
Calvin,
nothing else like down the line on his Twitter feed that you can look at. And
no, there's nothing I would be able to. If he deleted it, it would.
Oh, you mean if he deleted his whole account?
No, just that tweet.
Oh, you can delete the thread,
right? And then, you delete that tweet, and then you refresh it, and it'll go away. Now there are people who can find it again.
Oh, there's always people.
You know, but. But this guy did not, after missing four extra points in National Football League, concerned with gambling. This guy did not go.
Way too bad.
Yeah, this guy did not go on Twitter and write, I heard the under hit last night. I've got to admit, if he did, it's as self-deprecating as anything I've ever seen, and or implies he actually bet on it. This has got to be somebody has just made this up because this can't be real. But it's funny regardless. It's well played. I heard the under hit last night with the sunglasses emoji and a hand over mouth emoji. And I don't know what this other friggin' emoji is. And then Calvin Ridley, who's been accused of, was suspended for gambling violations, responded by saying, this mother blanker spitting. It's just, I'm in vain. Oh my God, I wish this was real. But it was funny. Dexter said to me, said, no, it's almost certainly fake, love. I knew you'd find it funny. And he said, it's both their real pictures on Twitter and handles. People can do anything with Photoshop. So, you know, yeah. So as I suspected, someone did create this stuff. But they made it look just like that's another.
They can make stuff look real.
Yeah, that's another danger of social media.
This and guy, right after Roy was talking about how he lost by a point and all that,
this dude thought he had a bad night last night in missing those four extra points. But then he comes on Twitter and finds out that this is what's being said that he's saying on Twitter. I mean, imagine that. Oh my God, I'm in pain. That texter said he sent it to Rory too. The texter sent it to me, 276. I'm not even sure. I think Calvin Ridley's part is the funniest part. Calvin Ridley's alleged part is the funniest part. Calvin took the over. Georgia Tech Mike and Anderson and then Ed. Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you, Mike?
Pretty good, Walt. I caught the second half of that Jacksonville LA game.
Yeah.
And and I know a lot of Clemson people missed it. I feel sorry for them, missed the second half. But they need to find a replay and show the interview with Trevor Lawrence and ETN after the game. Two of them, I keep thinking of the country song, You Should Have Seen It in Color. But the two of them had the biggest smiles on their face, could have lit up the whole stadium. And they weren't looking at the camera. They were looking at each other. And that tells you what kind of brotherhood they developed while at Clemson. It gives you an idea of it. They represented Clemson well, and I just wanted to comment on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they represented Jacksonville well and themselves well, and came back from an extraordinarily big deficit that was, at least in Trevor's case, is his own doing. And but again, it's not.
But he could have folded the team.
Well, that's right. All everyone's going to play badly, and he was hideous in the first half. I mean, this is as bad. He was historically bad. He played as badly as you can possibly play.
Right.
But for most young quarterbacks, that means they're done for the night. That means the second half is more of the same, and that's not what happened. He came back and he played really well in the second half and was instrumental in winning the game. And that's why he is a future Super Bowl winning quarterback, because he can let it go and because he can keep playing. And honestly, even as those interceptions mounted, and he kept thinking, well, Well, he's going to be a little reticent now, a little reluctant to want to throw the ball. That's not what happened. He kept coming out, and they kept believing in him. And like he said, man, I'm the quarterback. What else am I going to do? I mean, that's what I got to do. I got to keep playing. And he did. And he made winning plays. He made winning plays. And
a lot of heart, a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah.
He made the first thing I thought is there's somebody that's grounded in things that matter rather than, you know, himself and that sort of thing. Bosa seemed to me he was thinking about Bosa when he was throwing that helmet.
Oh yeah, you know, he threw a tantrum that at the very least cost his team the going to overtime with the chance to win the game. You know that. That was a given. I knew as soon as he slammed that helmet that Peterson was going to now go for two. As soon as he did, because that's who Peterson is anyway. Peterson's an aggressive guy. But he was going to take the one there. He even said so. He said, I was going to take the one before they took the penalty. And everyone knows that. His team had come too far. His team had come too far not to keep playing there, not to give him a chance to keep playing. So he was going to take the one. And then Bosa had his little tantrum. Now again, look, Bosa wasn't wrong. The tackle did move, but you can't give the game away on your team at that point. You know, you've got to handle yourself a little differently. I will say this though as well. One thing across the board, I saw it numerous times in Wild Card Weekend. They're letting the tackles move. The tackles were moving. It was happening repeatedly around the National Football League. I don't know what that is or when that started, or because it didn't happen all year, but they were letting the tackles move or failing to call it. And every announcer saw it. They're blatantly obvious. I mean, you know, Bosa wasn't wrong about his complaint. He was wrong about the childish way he handled it.
Yeah. But anyway, go watch that interview again. That will do your heart good, especially if you're a Clemson fan or a Jacksonville fan.
Yeah.
That interview after the game.
I care more about what I saw from them in the second half during the game than I do what they said after it. That's just me personally.
Yeah, well, it's good to see people that, you know, been playing together for 5 or 6 years. Yep. And they look like brothers.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, I think each helps the other, as was the case here. And that pairing is going to win a Super Bowl or more in Jacksonville. I don't have any doubt about it. Hey, Mike, it was good speaking with you, as always. Thank you. I mean, I think that pairing is going to win a Super Bowl or more in Jacksonville. I've said this already. I mean, I think, look, I thought that when he was drafted. I mean, I think that now you have all the right ingredients. They've drafted really well. They're setting themselves up to be a very strong team. You know, I think they're setting themselves up to be a Kansas City Buffalo level team. And if that's true, then perhaps more than one Super Bowl is in the offing. But remember, it's the same thing with Mahomes. Remember, Mahomes is going to win 7 or 8. He's still on one. It's hard to win one. It's the way it is. Everyone thinks this stuff is easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, Marino would have Super Bowls, and Favre and Aaron Rodgers would have more than one, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Before we go to break, Ed, you're going to be up first when we get back. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. It's always the right time to give a special gift from Turner's Jewelers. Their seasoned professionals will help guide you to the perfect selection. There are so many choices, necklaces, earrings, watches, rings, whatever you choose. Your eyes will light up. You'll see a gorgeous smile. A lot of guys are unsure about buying diamonds. It's a serious investment. The Turner's will educate you so you know you're making the right choice. And by the way, one of the latest jewelry trends are lab-grown diamonds. Yes, really. They're about half the cost of diamonds from a mine. They're beautiful. You can choose the exact type of lab-grown diamond based on the four C's, cut, color, clarity, carat, and Turtles will show you all the options available. Ultimately, a lab-grown diamond's a diamond. She's absolutely going to love it. You can trust Turtles to take expert care of fine pieces of forever or permanent jewelry so they'll last a lifetime. Turtles has precision technology that solders even the most delicate pieces easily and quickly. It only takes a few minutes, and she'll love seeing them restored. When it comes to wedding rings year-round, nobody says I do like Turner's. Go see the local family jewelers with more than 60 years of expertise. Visit Turner's Jewelers today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. 864-882-5414. 864-882-5414. Tell them I sent you. And by the way, Galentine's Day coming up. Celebrate Valentine's Day with the best, with your best friend, with a forever or permanent piece of jewelry. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, you can start your shopping at turnersjewelers.com, and you will thank me later. By the way, everyone, I saw Wayne here today. It was good to see Wayne. I haven't seen Wayne in a long time. Upper hierarchy visiting the station. I wonder if he got lost. You know, I was looking over there before. Just looking to my left.
Yeah.
It's like a mile to the other wall.
You mean the other side of the building?
I can see all the way to that other window over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you need a trolley car to get you to that point.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah. Quick break.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
You can spend the new year on the water. Clemson Marina is here to get your family into the boat you have always wanted. Whether it's a 23 Triton fishing boat or one of our other great brands or models, we have you covered. At Clemson Marina, our certified techs will keep your Triton fishing boat running smoothly all season long. We also offer boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the Grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. They're a clean-cut and reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving, testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Our concierge TRT plans are around $7 a day and include testosterone, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. We also offer Wegovy semaglutide plans. Wegovy reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and increases metabolism. The results are amazing. Say no to beta male energy, say no to dad bods, and say no to food cravings with TRT and Wegovy. Make men men again. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
When you hear Diamonds Direct, it's not just a catchy name designed to give the illusion of value. Our name is who we really are. Diamonds Direct was started by diamond cutters a quarter of a century ago. At our very core is a commitment to cut out the middleman and deliver extreme value in exquisite diamonds. Today, that's more true than ever with our direct access to diamonds straight from the mines. Diamonds that we then cut and polish. Exquisite diamonds up to 15 and 20 carats in all shapes and sizes. It's an advantage other jewelers only dream of. By overseeing the entire process, we know for a fact Diamonds Direct is truly direct. So this year, as value becomes more important than ever, rest assured that Diamonds Direct's unique status in the world diamond market guarantees you the best no middleman direct importer price, period. And even with this extreme value promise, at Diamonds Direct, you still get an unbeatable selection, transparent education, a luxurious shopping experience, superior customer service, no compromises. It's not having a cool name or clever advertising, it's the truth. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
If that home improvement project has been on your honey-do list for months now with no start date in sight, it's time to call Adams & Co. Not only are they roofing specialists, they are also skilled general contractors offering remodeling quotes for interior and exterior projects, bathroom or kitchen remodels, gutters, siding, painting, flooring, cabinets, and carpentry. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your home improvement needs. 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Wakefield Automotive has built a reputation of trust with its loyal customers for decades. Their family-owned business loves helping the upstate save. Now they have the Wakefield Family Promise. Even with new vehicle shortages, you will never pay over MSRP for your new Buick or GMC. Get the best price on your new Sierra, Yukon Envision, or Encore GX, and the excellent service you expect from them. So don't pay a big markup. Experience the Wakefield Automotive Family Promise and save. Visit us today at 300 West St. John Street in Spartanburg or at wakefieldauto.com.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Oh, sweet Caroline, so good. You know, Ron, I still can't get over that. That was just inspired, somebody putting that Mayer and Ridley thing together. I thought the Mayer thing was hysterical, and that, the Ridley thing part was even funnier than the Mayer part. That was well done to whomever concocted that little deal. Before I'm coming to you on the phones, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. I mean, I hope you were at Twin Peaks for all the wild card action you needed to be. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. I mean, beautiful women, scenic views, 80 high definition monitors. No matter where you sit, there's four or five monitors above you. Can't miss any of the action. You'll have a great seat no matter where you sit. It's going to be like you're in your own control room. It just doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. Don't forget the draft beer and man-sized mugs, 29 degrees. Don't forget the incredible selection of mixed drinks that they have. It's all at the Peaks. And as I tell you all the time, the biggest surprise of all is the food. The food is nothing short of outstanding. All month long, it's soup month at the Peaks. So take advantage of that. And where's my soup listing? I don't see my soup listing right now, but they have incredible. Oh, here it is. They have the brisket chili, Ramona. How good does that sound? A bowl of brisket chili. It's exactly what you need when the weather gets cold. And then green chili chicken soup as well to celebrate National Soup Month. And don't forget, on the 20th, it's Cheese Lovers Day. In honor of National Cheese Lovers Day, we're offering one of our favorites for a steal. Go into Twin Peaks here in Greenville and get your free chips and queso with any $10 purchase. It doesn't get better. And then January 21st, of course, you'll have UFC 283 with Teixeira and Hill. All right, back to the phones. It is Ed and then Georgia Jeff. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Well, Walter, outside of the damp weather, pretty good. Now, listen, I've got a disclaimer here.
Yeah.
I've told you for years my wife's birthday is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
So you need to tone down this Turner Jewelers and these other canned advertisements you've got. Or I'm going to have to yank her radio out of the damn car. Because she keeps it on this station.
Well, you know, right. Ed, there are some that would think that's an advantage because it being in your position. Because then, you know, oh, honey, I'm giving you the big combo gift. This makes up for this is both things all wrapped up in one.
Okay, let me go ahead and tell you how that works. I've already tried to pull that stunt many years ago, and I never made that mistake again.
It sounds like Ed was introduced to fry pan lesson.
Hey, look here. Is it Chase Hunter or Hunter Tyson that's injured?
Chase Hunter.
Okay. I would be terrified if it was Hunter Tyson.
I'm terrified of either one of them. I mean,
don't get me wrong, I am too. But I looked at the schedule. This was prior to finding out about that injury. I hope it's not long term.
Yeah.
But I see this team going, I want to say 8-5 through the next 13 games. A big win tonight. See, was great.
Look, I'm not sure. Listen. I'm not sure I'm surrendering that. I keep hearing people talk like this. You know, well, we go 7-6. Why? Why are we going 7-6? We've won every single stinking game. Why am I accepting of 7-6 now? I'm not. I don't think there's anybody in this league this team can't beat if they're healthy.
But the thing is, we got a rematch with NC State at their building.
Good. Let's beat them a second time. We beat their brains in the first time. Let's beat them a second time.
All right.
Let's roll. Let's go.
All right.
Everybody eats. Everybody eats, Ed.
Yeah. Well, after watching the big guy the other night, I feel a lot better. He looks like he's finally snapped completely in the form. So, you know, with him, you know, I think all is well. Now, I watched all of these NFL games.
I think PJ Hall will kill Wake. You got to get him the ball. Obviously, loose and chase, a big deal. We'll find out. Look, I love Josh Beadle. This put a lot of pressure on him to be a primary ball handler in a game like this, especially when he's going to have double duties on Appleby, who is just so quick and dynamic. But that's why I also think you're going to see Dylan Hunter play a lot more tonight. I think you're going to have to. He's going to have to. And he's been...
Well, the South's been known for producing lots of Hunters. So,
well, hey, Clemson basketball. We have the corner market on Hunters. I said earlier in the show, Clemson basketball is going to be the only team in history who has three Hunters on one roster.
Yeah, if we could get Catfish Hunter to sit on the bench, we'd have four. But, you know, there's that. But, you know, I did watch the NFL, and how injured are the Eagles? Because they always say it's tough to beat a team three times. Now, I don't buy into that.
Yeah, it's false.
They're injured. That Giants team looks pretty good.
Yeah. That's why I tried to tell all you degenerates to take that plus 2400 action before the Vikings game, because I knew they were beating the Vikings, so that I already was going to move them ahead a step, and they were plus 2400. You know, meaning
well,
you lay 100 to win 2400 if they get to the Super Bowl.
I was with you on that. I kind of agreed with that. Now that Dallas has actually knocked the tinfoil off the basketball goal, so to speak, I don't know what to make of that game. So I'll call you later in the week with picks.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I don't know. Right now, I'd say giving Jacksonville that many points is too much. And what are the Giants getting against the Eagles? Do you know?
Did I
hear 7.5?
That sounds right. Yes, I think that's about right. I have actually not seen the line on that game yet. But the 49ers are 3.5 over Dallas.
I don't know. know about that. I'll think about it. But I like the Giants and the points. I like the Jags and the points. And I don't know what to make of that whole Cincinnati team right now. It's a little odd. You're right. Baltimore should have won that game.
Oh, yeah. Ravens kicked their butt around the field and beat their brains in physically all game long and then donated the game to them.
Baltimore either needs to pay Lamar or let
They're
him
not
walk.
Paying him. He's going. Lamar's going to be playing somewhere else next year. That's just a given.
God help me. Yeah. I hope he comes to Atlanta.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing him in Atlanta or Carolina, someplace like that.
I don't want him in Carolina. That's a division opponent. Yeah, I hate those guys.
I also forget how many teams you have. Ed, I have to go, Ed. It's good talking to you. George and Jeff, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. They've helped almost everybody here at the station at one time or another. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experiences, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Tell them I sent you. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Online, gilstraproofing.com, and you will thank me later. All right, back to the phones. Georgia Jeff, how are you, Jeff?
Walter, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Good. Good to have you, Jeff, as always.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I just want to send my condolences out to Wilcock and his family.
Yeah, terrible.
As well as Chandler. And, yeah, it's just a terrible situation.
Yep.
Devastating. Anyways, rest in peace. Dog Nation, love you. Everybody else is supporting you guys.
Yeah.
With that being said, Walt, I know you're short on time.
No, you're good.
I think I may have missed your college football preview. I'm kind of switching topics right at the last minute.
No, the college football preview has not yet started. that'll actually start on tomorrow's show. We're only like a week late with that because of, you know, little things that happen, like, you know, Clemson beating Duke and Clemson hiring a Riley.
Yeah, and Georgia has a chance to take sole possession of second place in the SEC tonight.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
How about Mike White the dog?
Yeah, little Dominique Wilkins playing for Georgia.
Yeah, no, not really. But, you know, hey, it kind of is. You know, we beat mighty Ole Miss on Saturday.
You know what? Hey, listen, you're already better off than you normally are. You have at least two guys who can play. Probably more than that. And, you know, normally Georgia basketball only gets basketball players one at a time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it kind of sucks that I was talking all that just to get, you know, about that Florida hire. They beat our brains in Gainesville. But other than that, you know, yeah, we have an opportunity to get sole possession of second place.
Which is amazing.
Nobody's beating Alabama.
Yeah, which is amazing. And beat Kentucky. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. With that being said, real quick, I know you don't have a lot of time. What's your gut telling you about the quarterback position at Georgia next year? Considering Brock Vandergriff got the highest odds as an outsider for an Heisman. I'm not saying I don't want to say Heisman in Georgia. I'm not saying any of that. But what's your gut telling you going into 2023? And I'll talk to you off air. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, right, thanks, man. Jeff. I think that Carson Beck is going to be the quarterback for Georgia next year. That's what I think. I mean, I think he's waited his turn. I think he's going to get the first shot. And if he plays well, And I would expect him to play well. Then he'll continue to get that role. Okay, Greg, call me back tomorrow. I'm out of time. But let me tell you, stay tuned. More local programming coming your way. Facts on Sports, College Basketball Special Edition.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription.